This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
All33.com. Meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Use code CHAIR20 for $100 off your order.
Mattress Firm. Mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
Liquid Web, our premier hosting provider. Get 50% off in 3 months on any dedicated or VPS hosting with code GETFIT50. Factor 75, fresh chef-prepared meals. Take the guesswork out of eating healthy. Get $25 off your first week with code FACTORFIT.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey, fans, MMA Nuts, episode 484.
484.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My fans, 4A fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, compadre?
Tings.
Tiss and tat.
Tings. Still working on the basement, as you can see behind me. There's not much going on.
Yeah, you need like a big-ass picture in that background there.
Yeah, I might shift everything around a little bit, but the wall is not 100% painted yet, and the lighting situation, it's a mess. My life is in chaos right now.
It'll work out.
I'm taking a few days to get off the grid, and I'm hoping that is going to recharge my tank, and I'll be able to truck through the next few months just full speed ahead. I'm feeling a little burnt out. I'm not going to lie.
I hear you.
So,
well, hopefully you take a few days off, you get recharged, go off the grid.
Yes.
Stay off a computer. I think that's the healthiest thing. Just unwind so you don't have to fucking get caught up in this bullshit news cycle. And
I have not been watching much news.
Yeah.
I am not too worried about things. As we were saying before the show, I think there's still a varying degree of fear out there. Some people don't give a fuck and some people care. So I'm kind of more leaning towards don't give a fuck at this point.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. But I kind of have to be careful because I see my mom and my wife's parents on a semi-regular basis. So
yes.
I don't want to wear a mask, but I will in these mask places that they're forcing you to wear one. So
yes,
whatever. That's neither here nor there. So there were a couple cards this week. I just want to talk about the one fight. Apparently everything was brought to you by Otter Pops. They were putting posters up with these fucking otters on there. And it's like those foot-long popsicles from back in the day that are like blue, red.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They just cut the top off and then you're like, oh, trying to take it down. I'm like, that was interesting. And now I'll just reaffirm your Bisping commentary. He is officially the worst commentator that UFC employs right now. And I think many people are behind us on this petition. And I don't normally say fire people, but fuck that guy, man. So bad. Just so bad.
He's terrible. I don't know what his deal is.
He's too alpha for the broadcast.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. It's just he was okay on the Tuesday Contender Series, but now he's got the big show, the big lights. It feels like he's trying to make the shows about him and him being right and his commentary versus – like having a discussion. And I think it's the three-person booth is fucking him up too. Because he was fine when he was just himself.
Yes.
So.
Michael Bisping as himself. Okay. Commenting by himself, for himself, and to himself. I don't think he even needs a fight.
He'll be here all day, all night, all day.
He just talk.
You should pair him up with Mayhem Miller. I'd be in for some of that action. That worked well when they were coaches, right? And you got Bisping slipping off the ping pong table or something and skull fucking himself. That's my favorite gif.
Yeah.
And then just the one fight I wanted to talk about real quick is the Jack Hermanson versus Kelvin Gastelum. So it was a quick fight and Jack is throwing mostly kicks, went for a takedown, gets reversed in the process. He's on the bottom, goes for a heel hook, gets the heel hook, taps Gastelum in about a minute into the first round. I think Gastelum's on a three-fight losing streak. It's like, what the hell does that guy do next? I don't know.
Maybe move weight classes.
Wasn't he at 170 forever, and then he moved up? He had weight missing problems. He is way to heavyweight. How's that? He could be Cain Velasquez.
Just keep eating.
Yeah, if he goes up, it'll work.
That's what I'm saying.
What else is going on in the MMA's world?
You want me to give you some news?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. It appears that Khabib Nurmagomedov is slated to headline at Fight Island sometime in October, is the rumor. So, not sure who he's going to fight, but that would make sense.
No, I'm kind of surprised if that's true. I thought Cormier was talking to Juani about him, saying he'd like to see him come back. He'd like to see him fight. He's not sure. He thinks he will. If Khabib is fighting on Fight Island, it's probably got to be against Gaethje, I would imagine, because they're not going to fucking entertain anything with McGregor.
Well, maybe, because I don't know. Dana White's saying that Abu Dhabi is going to become the fight capital of the world. So
and that's fine. I have no problem with that. It looks like everything is going off without a hitch after the first one, you know.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if as this goes on, they're starting to realize that maybe they don't need a crowd, you know.
It would be nice because I've got commentary for later, but it's nice to just hear raw sports, you know. Especially we can hear all the strikes, the breathing and whatnot. Maybe less drug testing overseas. I don't know. Seems like some of the fighters said they weren't getting tested in whatever country they were. I forgot. There were two fighters that said they haven't been tested in 8 months.
Like, sweet.
That's the country you need to go to.
Yeah. I don't want to be tested either. Don't test me.
Oh, fuck no. Why not everything? You see, this Saturday, we've got a fight card coming up. It's pretty decent. So we start with, so I can maximize here.
Whitaker.
Yeah, Whitaker and Till is the main event. So, and then but look at number two. Is Shogun and Little Dog for the third time. I think Shogun is spry 38 and Little Dog is 44.
Is he really 44?
He's 44. Oh my
God. He's 100.
He might as well be. But that would be like, I'm pretty close to that, stepping into the cage. Then you have Verdum and Gustafsson at heavyweight.
Wow. That's actually, it's like an old-timers kind of a good card. It could go either way. It depends if they show up or not. Is it ESPN Plus card?
Yeah.
Free?
And if, I want to just... Fuck them again. Can I hear a corner commentary instead of seeing the same commercial over and over every time we go in between rounds? I want to hear what the fuck they're saying. Always. So, quickly, I like Whitaker, Shogun, and Gustafsson. It's weird that they have him ranked as number 7. I'm assuming that's at 205 and not heavyweight since he's never fought at heavyweight.
Yeah. I like Till in that main event.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just feel like I just like him.
Who knows? I mean, Whitaker's been so injured. And yeah. I think after you fight Romero twice, you're not the same fighter. Definitely not if you fight him once. Twice, hell no. But I think there's 15 fights on this card is what they were saying.
Wow.
So it should be approximately 13 hours long then.
Is this on Fight Island?
Yeah. If we do the UFC math, right? Yeah. Like, holy fuck, man. It just doesn't stop. We just keep going. So, Fight Island. I think that's the last one for a while. I'm not sure where the next cards are, but I wouldn't be surprised if they end up back on Fight Island because I thought with all these other lockdowns or potential lockdowns, I thought California was going backwards instead of forwards, right?
Yes. Some people are going on lockdown again.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, we live in Illinois, and our governor is just trying to talk about going backwards, and there's no talk of going forwards ever. Like, why would you want to go forward?
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I do. Did you see that over the weekend? Hold on a second.
You're sharing a black screen.
It's a black screen?
Yeah, it just says Ingo has started screen sharing and nothing is showing up.
Well, Matt, in that case, it's working as intended. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
It's a feature. Here, I'll do it this way. I always have trouble with this. We'll try it this way. Former
really bright.
Former champ, Pat Miletich.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Are you seeing a full screen now or what are you seeing?
Yeah, we got the full screen.
All right.
And we probably got banned.
Fighting against Michael, second to none. And he lost on the scorecards.
Yeah, I think the other guy was like a two-time world champion in boxing, and Pat was doing well with the kicks, but obviously his hands aren't going to be as good.
And both guys extremely slow.
Well, I was going to say, Pat's neck is fused together.
Why would he even fight again at all?
I think it was a hometown kind of thing, probably doing a favor for a promoter. And I want to say Tim Sylvia and Matt Hughes were in attendance also.
It's quite a lot of people there. And
he looks tired as fuck, too.
Not seeing so much social distancing here, Matt. So I don't know.
Well, there's masks on.
Okay.
On some of the people. But I think the rumors were they're like over 2,000 people at said event.
Yeah.
Hey, good for them.
Yeah.
Roll the dice. It'll all work out. Or it won't. Depends.
Like the diapers?
Whatever. If you want to shit yourself. I always wanted to piss my pants. I never did.
That's coming. Yeah. How lazy were you? This is a fucking college conversation. I think I'm just going to put some Depends on so that when I go to a party, I don't have to go to the bathroom. I can just pee my pants. Okay.
I wasn't even going that route. Mark and I would always talk, like, do you think you could pee your pants right now? Like, I think I could, but I think I don't want to. I don't want to feel that feeling. It's not a good feeling.
It's only like good
being
for a second.
Wet in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bellator is going to have a card on Friday. I want to show you some of the posters and your thoughts on these things. So, and it's a weird card because you would think, maybe you should lead with your stars. So the main event is Bendejas versus Pettis. What do you think of this fucking card? The picture.
Bendejas looks like he's taking a shit.
Yeah, like an aggressive.
I gotta get it out.
He's taking a shit on someone's chest. It's aggressive.
Pettis is like, I am not impressed by your shitting.
Yeah. And I forgot, where are we at? We're at like the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut or something.
Random place.
You know, I hate the font. Like, I don't mind the background, but this font is bugging the shit out of me.
This one's good. Actually, the guy on the right, Wilson, looks a little bit like Ivan Drago in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
But these letters, there's no consistency to the size, and it bugs me. And what happened, Jordan?
I don't know. It looks very strange. It looks like a comic.
Yeah.
This one's okay. Oh, the different sizing. I see what you mean now. Yeah, this one's pretty bad.
Because Mo Rai Skahafro. It fucks up my chi. I can't read it. So good on them. I think they're testing everyone. I think they're doing kind of the same scenario where they show up, they get tested, and then they quarantine. It's just interesting to see that how long Bellator sat on the sidelines and let the UFC just run away some more. Like, you could have been right in there with them. Like, why was everyone waiting so long? I get professional sports, you know, they got a lot of other shit to worry about. Fighting is just this guy and that guy in their corners. It's not a ton of people. You can fucking figure it out. And all the MMA media that was crying about, these guys coming back, it's too soon. Well, half of you are out of jobs, like Dana White said, so enjoy.
Yes. Did you see this, Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Doing a little vacationing.
Yeah, don't play the music.
I did not play the music. Okay. It's no audio.
Thank you.
Smoking a little herbage, looking quite happy, drinking his Coke and whatever.
Yeah.
On the beach. It doesn't look very sunny, though. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Or busy, right? There's nobody there. Did he just rent a resort? Where is he at? Does it say?
There's a guy.
Hey, man, I got things. See, that guy's not even wearing a mask, so he must be in another country.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't know what the point of sharing that is, but whatever.
Living
the
life. That guy fucks.
Yeah.
Let's do a little tweet of the week. So moving along here. Oh, yeah. I forgot about this one. So one of the fights, there was a fucking knee bar in that woman's fight that we were eyeballing.
Oh, yeah. That looked nasty. Like, I
saw
the
faces.
Oh.
Like, how fucking badass is that? It's like, she is going in with intent to maim and or permanently disfigure. You can see something wrong here.
That knee is bending the wrong way.
Yeah. And I'm getting slightly aroused by this. The amount of pain she's in, the amount of concern on that guy's face. That's like, a fucking great picture straight off the broadcast.
Pretty badass.
But man, like, knee bars. That's old school, man.
The
old school, just straight up. Take it for the team. That was one. Mm-hmm. What's the other tweet of the week? Let's see. Oh, here we go. Trying to figure out where I'm at. Drugs are bad or good. We got weed, DMT, and cocaine.
That makes sense. I like it.
I can't
see. That was before the COVID.
Yeah. When we could actually sit by each other and, oh my God. It'll all work out. You got any other news before?
No. Well, I got a video. I don't know if I should share it now or later. It's martial arts related. Maybe I should just share it now. I'll share it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Here's our bro, our friend, the Ninja Master, also known as Nate Dog First Tog, throwing down some nunchucks. I haven't seen a good pair of nunchucks in a while. There we go. Woo-wee.
I feel like you're trying to bait me here.
I'm not. The music's fantastic that goes with this, but I cannot play it. Otherwise, we would probably get sued 17 times. But you're trying not to laugh. I feel like
you're trying to bait me.
Maybe. I saw this. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I saw it too. I know what I did. I ignored it.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. I knew you. I knew it would make you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just trying not to laugh. That's not what I'm saying.
It's not funny. It's a little bit funny. It's funny and it's also impressive.
You know, it reminded me of someone was made a post, I think it was on Reddit, they were saying, man, the 90s was a different time because they were doing the show in living color. So you had Handyman on there.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what it was. And Jim Carrey, they were doing some superhero convention. I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead. So Handyman, you can't do that one now anymore. That guy was fucking great. He was a advocate for the rights for the handicap,
yeah,
or something. Check it out, kids, if you haven't seen it. I'm going to move right along before I get into trouble. So, you know, let's do some ass and nuts. You know, I was joking about this a few shows ago, and now it's actually coming to fruition, which is another one of those scary things. So let me share this. So Darren Rovell tweeted this out, and he said, new innovation from Major League Baseball will allow fans to cheer or boo in their app. The ballpark staff can then match up the volume, match head up with the volume in the stadium. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to fucking choose a game to root for. You watch the game live and cheer, clap, or boo virtually in the app to impact ballpark sounds. That's what I was talking about earlier, right? When we play that hockey game, right, where the little puck is out, the guys spin, and there's a little boo button. I was joking, like, oh, I wonder if they're going to do it like this. And now Major fucking League Baseball is really going to do it like that. What are your thoughts?
I think it might make me watch some games because I could just sit there and be like, boo!
Yeah, it depends how loud are the boos.
Baseball sucks, boo!
Hit him with the purse, you pussy!
I like going to the ballpark.
Put him in a body bag!
But I hate baseball.
Twist his dick!
I take that back. Playoff baseball is pretty interesting. But, like, to sit around and watch 162 games, is it? Something like that?
Or whatever. I don't even know.
It's a ridiculous number of games. They play so many games. Like, it's like, who cares? That's, like, one of those sports where people watch that shit, they literally have nothing else to do. It's like, they're just like, they love baseball because their life is boring. So
yeah, there's just no action. I need constant action sports like hockey or MMA. Fighting, right?
Even football is not action enough for me anymore.
It's just no, because like, it's just go, go, go. I watch it on tape delay so I can just skip between downs, so I can just
do, like do, 2 minutes do, after do, do, 15 do. seconds, 2 minutes, 15 seconds, 2 minutes, so slow.
Yeah, and I kind of wish they would just let the sports play raw, see what it's like. Why do you have to add shit in? It's because you have a shitty product, so you got to do – that's almost like when hockey – I don't know if you remember when they
You're talking about the puck.
Yeah.
The worst thing ever invented.
I think it was Fox that fucked that up. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, if he shoots it over 90 miles an hour, the streak will turn red. I think that experiment lasted about as long as Dennis Miller lasted on
Monday Night Football. I think it was
like there's
a
some
month.
Things that don't fucking work, right?
Yeah, no. It's like it was not good.
No. Like, have people that know about the sport doing it. You don't add all this extra shit in. Maybe just try it with nothing. I don't mind if you want to put fans in the stadiums. Like, I think they're going to do the printouts too of fans. I'm okay with that, but just I heard a rumor too that they might put a 5-second delay on like all these sports because you might hear them say some shit and they're afraid.
Whatever.
Like, maybe you want to hear that. Maybe it adds another element like MMA. Yeah. It's okay.
Yes.
Don't fear silence, right? It's kind of weird.
Or the Reaper.
Something like that. So, you have any other canoes before I go deeper?
Got nothing, man.
All right. Let's see what's going on.
Don't fear the Reaper.
Oh, here we go.
Baby, I'm your man.
As we're talking about those popsicles.
There we go. It
says, you're 12, play it outside. It's 100 degrees, and your mom brings out a handful of these. Which one do you grab?
Green.
That's crazy. Are you trying to be the Incredible Hulk?
No. Green or blue?
Okay.
Green first.
Say, if you don't choose blue, you're crazy. I'm going blue and red. That's a crap. I might go grape next.
Oh, my God. The worst one is the one in the middle. What is that, like the white one? It's like
this is like
lemon. It's ass. Nasty. It's the worst taste ever.
I'm passing on like this,
green,
this,
blue,
this.
Red.
Yeah, green might be my next.
Then the pink one, whatever that is. And then the other ones, I don't care.
Yeah.
The yellow and the light white and the grape, I don't care for. So,
yeah, I think if you choose that one, you might be a serial killer. Like, you definitely are a psychopath for sure. 100%. Right back in. I'm stuck on my screen again. I hate when that happens. Okay. What's the best fight that can be made, assuming no fans? So, there's a handful of choices. You have Conor versus Jorge, Conor versus Khabib, Khabib versus Gaethje, Nate versus Jorge 2, or Nate versus Conor 3?
Nate Conor. I like that one.
Nate Conor 3. I like that too. I kind of want to see Conor and Jorge go, because you know they're not going to fucking take it to the ground and gas each other out.
That's a good idea.
I think Gaethje's going to happen. It's not high on my list, but I still want to see it. I want more of the fun shit. So I like the Conor Jorge. I like the Nate Conor 3. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind a Nate Jorge 2. I feel like you need to get Nate back in the mix, but I don't know. Are you wasting talent when you're not fighting in front of fans? Like, are you wasting Conor? Nah. Are you wasting Nate?
I think the pay-per-view is where the money's at.
Yeah, probably. If you could do over a million. And I heard some rumors too, like after the 500,000 pay-per-view buy mark, I think the UFC starts making bank off their pay-per-view. Because I forget what, I don't know if you remember, what did the cable providers charge? Didn't they take like 50% of the pay-per-view?
It was a lot. Yeah.
Something egregious.
Maybe even more. It could have been like 60. If I recall, it was a ridiculous number.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, obviously the UFC got a better deal. I don't know what else. I was thinking, yeah, I think they could just get more money in general. And if it's over 500, I think that you get even a higher percentage. So interesting. Is it all right if I use UFC fight gloves for mitt work, or are they exclusively novelty items for collections or autographs?
I think they're the real gloves.
Yeah, I wouldn't advise doing any pad work with those fucking things because they're so thin. I forgot like when we were doing the Krav Maga, like we used to have thicker gloves. Remember, there was a fingerless glove that we'd use, but it was like twice as thick.
Yeah, it had gel padding or something. Yeah. And those, like, I still have those. Those were good. I like those.
Yeah, I would use something thicker. I wouldn't use that thin ass thing because you're going to fuck your hand up. And that's the last thing you want if you're doing any kind of mitt work or bag work. Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out this time. Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions. Number one, does understanding philosophy lead to progress?
No, I don't know. What the fuck? That's a weird question. I have no idea.
I don't know. I had a philosophy class in college, and the instructor's name was Dr. Dye. First day of class, he says, over half of you will fail my class. I was in the half that failed his class. You know why? Because he was so fucking boring. I fell asleep every fucking class. I'm like, no, yeah, no shit. Half the class fails because you put us all to fucking sleep, you dick.
What a dick.
Number two, yeah. Is there a species more advanced than humans in this universe?
Well, yeah, I think you question, I don't know, probably. I think there's shit in the sea that's more advanced than us.
Yeah, like rapey dolphins.
Rapey dolphins, exactly. Rapey dolphins.
There's always something somewhere that's smarter than everything. And
especially
more
if it's rapey.
Yes, that's our favorite with rabies. If all the currencies in the world did not have monetary value, would our world be a much better place?
Hard to say. I think it's important for things to have value.
Yeah, because then you're just going to have chaos if there's no are we just going back to a barter? I don't want to be bartering. I just want to pay for shit.
That still exists, though. You can still barter.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do that on a fucking daily basis. Like, I'm going to the store. I need to buy all these groceries.
That would suck. I got two sheep. I got a goat.
What am I offering? I have 100 dick. What can we do with this? It's not gonna suck itself. All right.
You probably can't get much for that, man. I'm sorry.
No, not today. Maybe tomorrow and or yesterday. Is it possible time is being altered right now?
I agree. I think it is possible that time is being altered.
Could be. Things keep getting weirder and weirder.
This is going to be a crazy year. I think it's only we still got the election and everything else happening. The fall is going to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Buckle down.
Especially when Trump doesn't want to accept results. I don't even know why this is a question. Why do I ask a sitting president if he's going to accept the results? Why does that matter?
I don't know.
Wouldn't they just say you're done and eject him? Like throw him for a 10-yard loss, throw him right out of the White House? I don't get why that's even a question, but. Let's do a Fuck, Marry, Kill Celebrity Edition number 100. Hollywood, Give Me Wood number 26. First, we're going to start with, where are my supplements here? Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yep.
I'll tell you already, especially in that outfit. Hello. Yep.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. She was hot back in the day.
Shakira.
Hey now, I think we gotta have to marry Shakira. Kill J Love, and then bang Anne Hathaway. She looks like she's dirty.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that.
Dirty girl, Shakira. Yeah,
this one be a lot of fun.
She can shake the booty.
She can sing. She can dance.
Yeah,
do all that shit.
She can do a lot of things.
She might even give you a. Or whatever she did at the Super Bowl. Like, holy shit, lady, I don't know what you're talking about, but I like what you're screaming. You got any knowledge?
No, I mean, if you have kids, I would say this. We had a rain day on Sunday, and we watched Back to the Future, the first one, and then we ended up watching all three, like, throughout the day. I forgot how good those movies are. They still hold up, and it's just kind of – it's refreshing, because I think there are some really fantastic films from the 80s that just
– yeah.
And if you will go back and watch them, you're like, wow, this movie's 35 years old. It's crazy.
You know? You do the Indiana Jones, too. Those sold out.
My kids do not like those for some reason. Yeah.
Oh, I think they feel a little bit older. That's blasphemy.
That's what I said, but I think maybe it's more for young teens versus, you know, like 7 to 10 year olds. So, but Netflix has a bunch of shit. So yeah, Netflix.
Yes. I have it and I barely use it. My family uses it more than I do. Let me share this with you. I saw this cool Lego thing. Lego made a, they said, 2,600 piece replica of playing Mario on the NES. Like, that brings back some fucking memories.
Hells yeah. I remember when I got that thing. Mario.
The year was 1985 or somewhere.
You got the controllers mid-80s. And everything with the weird.
Yeah. And the fucking cartridge over here. That's still have mine. I was telling you, I sold so many of my old Nintendo games, and I got ridiculous money because when I would play them, I would carefully cut them open so that when I was done playing them, I could return them to the store like they were brand new. But then there were some that I never returned. I was selling some of those games for like $300 recent, like in the last couple of years. It was crazy. I still have the original Nintendo. I think I still kept the Super Mario.
Does it still work?
Yeah. Because I plugged it in to sell all my games so I could test all the games. And it was fucking crazy because the games still had the save files on them from when I was playing them as, what, a fucking 10 or 11-year-old? So yeah. All my saves are still there. Like, what the shit? Like, how is that even possible when you think about all the technology and, like, here's a game from the 80s that still has my fucking saves on it.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
God damn, like how much time did I put in that game? I'm just trying to think back of all the game systems I ever owned. I think I started with a Odyssey, which was just Pong. It was like this Odyssey. Yellow machine.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was, I think, 72 or 73, and I was born in 73, so I was probably super young playing that. But that thing was keeping us entertained. Just the two sticks on each side, black and white with the ball, and it would just go back and forth. And that was pretty much the game. Now I think it had some other shit on there. And then I want to say I went to Intellivision next. And man, did that thing take some beatings. Because
and the controllers that turned, right? The circle controllers?
It had like the circle pad.
Yeah.
So it was like flat with the circle pad, and then it had 9 digits. And then you would slide in a piece of plastic over the 9 digits for whatever game it was. Yep. And then it had a couple buttons on the sides too. But whenever that game was fucking treating me like horse shit, the controllers were like a cord to a corded telephone. So I would just stretch out the controller and fucking shoot it into the fucking system like a rocket. Because you can't throw it into the wall like I used to do with the Xbox. Like, I think that was the progression.
I've never thrown a controller like that.
Almost did it the other day, too. I punched my coffee table a few times.
Okay.
But so me, I went Odyssey, Nintendo, Xbox, and then obviously like 360, and then one. Where did you start? Did you start with
Atari 2600, then Atari something else, then Super, then a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Then I had a Sega Genesis. Then I had a another Nintendo, I think. And there was the 3DO was in there.
Yeah,
that thing
that and came the, and went, but the graphics were incredible.
Incredible. And then I had at the time I think I sold that or something and got a TurboGrafx 16 to play that game Slaughterhouse.
That thing was shit because couldn't you play 8 players on that?
Yeah.
I want to say we were playing Bomberman in college on that, and it had
that thing was pretty big.
8 players.
There was a Commodore 64 computer and mixed in. It had like actual tapes you would put in. And I figured out a way to pirate the games with my buddies. So we would like take old cassettes and write games over them and shit.
Nice.
And then I think from there it was, what was after that? Another Nintendo maybe? No. Then I think then it was original Xbox. And then once I got the original Xbox, I just stayed. I got every Xbox.
Yeah.
So I like Microsoft. I'm not a fan of PlayStation, so can't get into it.
Yeah, it's too hard at this point. I'm so wired into Xbox. Like when we go over to Brian's house, I'm like, what the fuck buttons do I need to push? I know it's a similar layout, but just doesn't
not the
feel
same.
Right.
Yeah. Similar, but not the same.
And then when's this new Xbox coming out? Is it this year?
November. Yeah, we need to buy some up as soon as they
buy like 100 of them.
Yes. One for us and 100 for everyone else to sell.
Right. Yeah. It's like clockwork. So. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. Let's shut it down. You know, done.
That has been this week's edition of MA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing with us.